It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. On this date in 1639, the overseers of the college founded a few years earlier by the Massachusetts Bay Colony renamed the fledgling institution for a man who had recently died and who had generously remembered the school in his will. John Harvard, born in 1607, was an English minister who died in America, a godly gentleman and a lover of learning, whose deathbed bequest was so gratefully received that he became the namesake for what became the first institution of higher education in the United States. Harvard considers him the most honored of its founders, those whose efforts and contributions to the school in its earliest days ensured its permanence. John Harvard was born and raised in Southwark in Surrey, England, now part of London, the fourth of nine children. He was baptized in the parish church of St. Saviour's, now Southwark Cathedral, and attended St. Saviour's Grammar School, where his father was a member of the governing body and a warden of the parish church. In 1625, an outbreak of plague reduced the immediate family to John, a brother Thomas, and their mother. She died in 1635, and Thomas followed in 1637. Left with some property, Harvard's mother was able to send him to Cambridge, where he earned his degrees in the early 1630s and was subsequently ordained. In 1636, he married Anne Sadler, and the next year the couple immigrated to New England, settling in Charlestown, Massachusetts, where Harvard taught and preached. He built his house on Country Road, later called Market Street and now Main Street, next to Gravel Lane, a site that is now the Harvard Mall. On September 14, 1638, John Harvard died of tuberculosis and was buried at Charlestown's Phipps Street Burying Ground. He was only 30 years old. A new memorial was erected at his grave in 1828 to replace the original, which went missing during the Revolutionary War. Harvard and his wife had no children, and in an oral will dictated to her, he left half of his estate, including several hundred pounds and his library of about 400 books, for the use of the new college at Cambridge. This handsome gift motivated other donations and resulted in the naming of the new school in his honor. A statue in Harvard's honor is a prominent feature of Harvard Yard, and he is depicted on a 1986 postage stamp, part of the U.S. Postal Service's Great American series. It is not, however, a likeness of him because there is absolutely nothing to indicate what John Harvard looked like. There are memorials to him in England as well. A figure representing Harvard appears in a stained glass window in the chapel of Emmanuel College at Cambridge, and the John Harvard Library in the Southwark neighborhood of London is also named in his honor. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 13th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.